Another battle between property owners and the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is in court. The tribe recently declared non-native peoples could not fish for walleye and muskie in lakes within tribal territory, and they're now facing a federal lawsuit. Here and Now reporter Erica Aisi traveled to the Northwoods to hear how tribal members feel about their sovereignty being challenged in court. This report is in collaboration with ICT, formerly Indian Country Today.
I feel strongly that everyone needs to take care of what we have on Earth. That means our water, our land, and everyone's well-being.
Bojikwe Madosh is a citizen of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, and she says she believes in preserving Ojibwe traditions, which the Lac des Flambeaux tribe is defending in federal court.
Let us do what we know best. Replenish our lakes, keep our grounds clean, our forests.
Long Interlaken Lake is one of 19 lakes within the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation that a federal judge temporarily blocked the tribe from banning non-members from fishing walleye and muskellungeon fish.
We replenish the fish. We replenish what we take.
Madosh says their fish hatchery helps to maintain their stock, but says there's concern about the fish population.
It's not where you use it and then go on with life without knowing what's going to come next.
The state of Wisconsin sued the tribe for blocking non-members from fishing in certain lakes. Tribal President John Johnson said the fish population is declining but needed to feed their 4,000 tribal members.
A lot of it's climate change, a lot of it's logging structure, infrastructure, everything that goes on in our territory, we're here to protect it.
Madosh says there's overfishing on their lakes and rivers.
We need to all limit what we take. You know, and many people are taking what many people can have as well.
Flambeau Lake is also mentioned in the lawsuit against the tribe.
Waswaganeen, which is Lake of the Flaming Torches.
Adrian King grew up here and has seen new neighbors over the years.
A lot of these are non-native houses, as far as I know.
He says he supports the tribe in responding to a second federal lawsuit involving the tribe. This one filed by the White Sand Lake Association, a group of non-native homeowners who are suing the tribe for access to use a boat launch on a private property on the shoreline of White Sand Lake that's within the reservation.
At least they're experimenting or flexing their sovereignty a little bit more.
The tribe says the lake is threatened by documented environmental concerns, including the presence of Eurasian water millfill oil, an invasive species under Wisconsin law, saying it threatens their cultural resources along the shoreline.
Wherever the information and data came from, whether it was our own or the state's, we pay attention to that.
According to the lawsuit, the association is asking the federal court to decide whether a tribal government may regulate the activities of non-members on a fee-simple, privately owned land and navigable waters in the state of Wisconsin. Tori Dolan, assistant professor of law at the University of Wisconsin and citizen of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, says the United States recognizes Indian tribes as sovereign nations who have the right to govern themselves, their members, and their territories.
It means that they're exercising their ability to have a say over what happens in their territory and in their community.
We talk about they can govern themselves, what does that mean for the communities that are around them?
Generally, just being in tribal territory, you are going to interact with tribal law in some capacity.
Dolan says the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation is checkerboarded, with non-tribal members purchasing property there because of the Dawes Act, or General Allotment Act, of 1887.
Congress created the Dawes Act, which authorized Indian agents to go into tribal communities, parcel out the communal land, sell the surplus.
In a different federal case last year, a judge sided with non-tribal homeowners in a dispute over access to four tribal roads that led to private properties on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs approved these easements, and once they expired, the tribe sought to assert their property rights by closing these roads.
She says the Dawes Act was motivated by a belief that Native American Indians would die out, assimilate, or be indistinguishable from non-Indian populations.
That's why we have so many legal and political issues today, because they really didn't expect tribes and tribal people to endure.
Dolan says she believes it's important.
Their ability to enforce their own laws means their ability to continue to exist as a people, to continue to exist in their territory, and to protect the area.
King says in times like these, the different tribes in Wisconsin come together.
They feel a part of the tribe or a tribe, and they want to do their part to protect it.
We as a people want to keep our earth as clean as possible.
Madosh says the pending federal lawsuits involving the Lac du Flambeau are about keeping their tribal sovereignty.
That's the main one that we need to keep for ourselves.
And maintaining their culture.
And for our children, for times coming.
In Lac du Flambeau, I'm Erica Yisi for Here and Now and ICT.